This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We do an every now and then series on this program about women who were trailblazers in their professions. Today, it's medicine. Here's author Sam Maggs.
Elizabeth and Emily Blackwell were two sisters in the 19th century, both of whom received degrees in medicine, incredibly rare for the time. The two of them were barely able to get medical degrees because schools were so convinced that women were either not smart enough to get medical degrees or didn't have the temperament. Emily Blackwell, when she started to attend school in Geneva, New York, the town thought that there would be an outbreak of contagious insanity because she must have been insane, which was the impetus for them to start their own medical school just for women in New York City. And by the turn of the century, they had trained over 400 women doctors together. Elizabeth eventually moved on from the school. Emily stayed on as dean for many, many years, but eventually decided to shut down their school when Cornell nearby started taking male and female students because she really wanted to push non-gendered education and thought that was very important. In this process, she helped raise over $50,000 for Harvard Medical School and was about to give it to Harvard on the condition that Harvard start accepting female students, and officials at Harvard turned it down. The fact that they were able to overcome those odds just to get medical degrees and then used that to share their knowledge and make it easier for all of the women who came after them is a huge accomplishment for the Blackwells. And I think it's a real travesty that they're not household names.
Sam Maggs is the author and illustrator of the book Wonder Women, 25 Innovators, Inventors, and Trailblazers Who Changed History.